Things we say, thank you.
Thank you.
I am happy to join with you once more, my dear friends. So many discussions have we had just these past months of your time. Slowly you are beginning to blossom in your understanding of all that I have brought to you, and all that I endeavor to bring to you. I hope that this time, my dear friends, that you have brought with you not only love for each other, but love for who and what you are. Last time we spoke briefly about joy, and the joy that you feel deeper within. Do you remember?
Yes.
I said that we would discuss this next time. And although I know what is within your hearts, once more it will be beneficial for the others to hear what you have to say. Would you like to begin with someone, my dear friend?
Yes, George.
Yes, well, I thought about joy and the opposite condition of being gloomy, and there are a number of things which help us to be joyful. And I think one of those things is the increasing awareness. The more we are aware of the wonders of the earth and spirit life, the more joy we are able to experience. Another factor is meditation and strengthen the union with soul. And there are other things, such as laughter music and birdsong, and these all contribute to joy. But I think above all is the increasing awareness.
Thank you for those words. If you noticed, you started off by describing joy in physical terms, by describing what you call gloominess as opposed to joy. This belongs to the physical condition. I, of course, always speak to you on a spiritual level. You then continued, my dear friend, to describe those attributes of spirit, which indeed do contribute to joy. We thank you for your words.
Would you like some more questions?
Yes, it would be helpful for each one to express what he feels joy to be.
Yes, Paul?
Yeah, when I was thinking about it, I felt it must come from when you've got no judgment, then the joy seems to come, like smiling within at the world, and yourself as well in the world.
Yes. May I say that those words do make one want to smile. Smiling within. How wonderful words to describe joy. I thank you too for your words.
Thank you.
You talked to Sam, Graham.
Yes, I have. And I thought about joy. And I agree with George and Paul, particularly the lessons that I've received here and the opportunity to think about things in a way that I never would have done without your guidance has given me enormous joy, which I can't begin to express. I've also felt joy from quiet times, particularly with painting. I enjoy my painting and these quiet times where you're alone and you've been lost in your thoughts, again, is a time of tremendous joy. Sharing experiences with other people brings me great joy. In fact, I'd say that more and more of my time I feel as I'm in a joyful state than I used to. So I'm very grateful for this.
Yes. I thank you too for your words. And the important part of your words, as far as spirit is concerned, is the word sharing.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yes.
Margaret? Of course, I have surprised myself this year, very much so. I always wanted to be with somebody. But now I find I go walking for an hour most days, and I look at the flowers and the trees and the birds, and it gives me new hope. I don't know whether that's a good or bad, but it's very good for me to be contented with the life I've got.
Therefore, you have joy within.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yes. You see the correlation of the words that each of you have spoken. Are you beginning to see the connection to joy? Thank you.
I felt with joy that it was also an inner thing, that we're happy knowing or beginning to know why we're here. There's a joy of that recognition. So that is another feeling of joy. But I also felt it was the thing, the aspect that is, because you have joy within, it's that you're giving out to others, but they're also recognising, and that making them happy too. The joy, it's the trigger between making somebody else joyful and your inner joy that's coming out.
Yes, it is that governing force from within. Yes, that is perfectly true. Joy comes from within. Each one so far has discovered that joy does not belong to physical conditions. In thinking deeply, my dear friends, you have come to this realization. I thank you for your words.
As for myself, it's a joy, a spiritual teaching that you brought, and the growth of spirit within on a day-to-day basis in the physical, not always joyful, but spiritually. Yes, it is thanks to you with your teaching.
Yes, in recognizing the difference from joy within and the joy of everyday life, to recognize that the difference is indeed a step forward. To you also, I thank you for your words. I would now like to continue just a little about joy. You cannot extricate joy from love. Joy and love go hand in hand. But what is this joy? I feel, my dear friends, that love is easier for you to accept because you see the expression of love so often within your physical lives. Therefore, love to you is more natural to accept. But joy is in just being. Joy is in the learning process of knowing who and what you are. No matter what physical conditions you have to bear, and each one of you, as you full well know, have different lifestyles. But that joy that comes from within is in beginning to realize and recognize who you truly are and why you have come to these physical conditions. You should shine as beacons at all times, my dear friends. The joy from within should overshadow all physical problems in your lives.
Yes, I think it, the knowledge that we've gained, it does.
Yes, and that is why now I have broached this subject with you, because your understanding now is so much greater. until now, these have only been words to you. Words that you have barely given any recognition to. Words used in the physical sense of being happy or unhappy, when in fact joy encompasses you at all times. But it is the recognition that brings it forth. Do you understand?
Yes.
Is it sort of like, so we have joy all the time, but we don't realise it?
You have joy at all times within. It is up to you in your physical daily lives to allow that expression of joy to come to the fore. I will now say to you something which I feel that some of you may want to dispute, but I feel that at this time, I am sure, my dear friends, you will accept my words. The most loving of people are those who are self-centered.
Those who are
self-centered. Would anyone wish to comment on what I have said?
We could probably put more than one interpretation to the word self-centered.
That is the clue to what I have said.
I think one could see it as a link with one's self, or with one's well-centered to one's somebody, perhaps. But the other meaning might be that is rather egotistical.
Yes. Again, we come into your physical language. Yes, this is always the problem. Let me explain to you what I mean. The most loving of people are self-centered. And yes, my dear friend, you have touched upon the very essence of the word self-centered. Because those people who are self-centered recognize who and what they are. Let me give you some examples. Why in your world do so many of your relationships fail? Why do you suppose this happens so often in your world? Because you do not look at one another as the special entities who have come to this world to evolve. You join together, thinking that together you become as one, that you create a whole. But what happens, my dear friends, is that you become too absorbed in the other's daily living. Why do they do that? Why should they not do that?
It's very short.
when what you should be focusing upon is the growth of your own spirit. When two souls come together, they should allow each other that freedom of joy and love which comes from within. I am afraid so often that you human beings stifle the spiritual growth of another. Now, do you begin to understand my words?
Yes, that was a teaching by Khalil Gibran, who said two people should be as the pillars of a temple, stand together but a little way apart.
Yes. Support but do not suffocate. That is not his teaching. That is an eternal truth.
Ah, yes. Yes.
But many have spoken words of truth, as I have told you in past times.
Yes, he is one who was aware.
There are many who allow this to happen, but I have to say they are not the majority of humankind. So when I say to you, self-centered, do not use those words as you do in the physical sense. Always look to the spiritual meaning of my words. But I know if you were to leave this room this evening and say what I have said to you, many people in your world would be horrified. They would say, but that is not love. I say to you, my friend, it creates love and joy and happiness. Again, there is no judgment. There is only love and joy from within.
Does that connect with the idea that you have to accept, have self-acceptance and sort of love yourself, and then you can see that love in the world as well? But if you hate yourself, you can't see that the good things in life.
How can you love anything else if you do not know and understand and love the self?
A couple of weeks ago, Simon, just somebody else would come through, and I came through soon, who said that song was from spirit. Did you help that person or suggest maybe that person came through? Because in singing, it brings the joy out of us. It helps the joy to come through. Was it sort of a pre-planned visit?
You are speaking of joy in a physical sense. You are already well aware of the joy of musical energy that comes from spirit.
Yes.
That is part of spirit which belongs to you all. It is sad that in your world you have to be reminded that music is part of your soul. Music flies on the energy of spirit. It is part of the soul. It is part of all creation. that visit was intentional for the purposes of understanding. Are there any more comments this time?
Could I ask a question on a totally different note? The instrument that you use, we think that she was experiencing a past life, which we talked about last week. She appeared to be perhaps in a city, maybe a couple of hundred years ago, what we call the down and out. It was quite a sort of distressful experience, I would say. Was she experiencing a past life?
One word, yes.
Yes.
It was told to you that these things would be tried last time, and each of you had some experience, if not the full life that was being given to you. Of course, you were told these lives are unimportant, but it was for the benefit of your own understanding. But yes, you may tell this instrument that what she felt was indeed one of those lives.
Possibly she was the one that was strong enough to accept that.
Do not differentiate between you. You are all capable of much. You are given what you are able to take at the particular time that it is given to you. You all travel different routes, but you are all going in one direction. That is why, in this year of your time, much of the time will be devoted to individual development. It is not that I do not wish to bring more teaching, but it is imperative that your own soul's growth is raised as we go along, in order that I can give you more and more that you may understand. Do you see?
Yes.
Yes.
There is much for you to continue to think about. Love and joy. And there, I repeat, self-centeredness. I would like to end this time by speaking just briefly about the question asked the last time by our dear gentleman friend.
Yes.
Thank you.
Would you like to place that question before me for the benefit of those who were not with us?
Yes. If you think back to the very first occasion when you came through to us and you gave us a name to know you by, then we understand about names that the unmasters give to us, because we have that way on earth with names. But it sounded like, if the conditions were not perfect, and it sounded like Salumet or Salufet or something like that, and we settled for Salumet. And I asked if we could have something about the derivation of that word. Perhaps you could give us something about where that name came from.
Yes, I understand. All too often, you human beings need names for recognition. This we know and understand.
Yes.
You understand also that in our world, names mean so little, except in the etheric body, which is newly come to our world. And names are kept in order for recognition purposes. As we continue, we forego all bodies, all names, and we are recognized by our energy, our light. This also you understand. When first I came to you, I knew the name was not perfectly clear to you, and that the name of Selumet was acceptable to you, and that is the name which I accept when I come to you. But when first I came to you, I told you that I was a conglomerate of beings.
Yes.
And this is so. That has not changed. But in order for one aspect of that soul to come to these conditions, there had to be a name given in order that I would be recognizable to you. When I say I do not speak as a single entity. I am speaking for that conglomerate of being that is all-knowing, all-growing, and always evolving. When it was decided that we must come to you as a group for the purposes of information and growth, you were not chosen lightly. I told you that it had taken many, many years of time
for
me to come to you. Selumet, it was indeed Selumet when first I came.
Yes.
We decided that Selumet, if you were to consider Selumet, what do you think of? It means greeting, it means good health, it means many things. It means I bring to you truth, health, knowledge, greeting.
Ah, yes, we have the word in our language, salute.
Yes.
Yes.
Salut also means in your language many things. I did not come to you, as many others have, with names of those who have trodden this earthly path. But I can say to you that many of those who have given names, they are but pseudonyms.
Yes.
They are indeed a much greater souls. But always names are given for recognition only. One aspect of the beings from whence I come to you has indeed trodden an earthly pathway, but to give you a name, a time, a place would be of little use to you, because that being was not one with recognition, but no matter, was indeed a great soul. But one aspect of this conglomerate of beings has indeed trodden an earthly pathway. Another aspect of the self has lived on other universes, on other planets. So you see, the knowledge which I bring is indeed varied and wide.
This is very interesting.
I, to you, my dear friends, am but a voice from afar. But the knowledge and the love that we bring to you is eternal. It is a privilege to work with you, my friends. You were not chosen lightly. There was much discussion. And as you fully realize and understand, that to return to such heavy vibrations, especially at the beginning, was not always easy.
So the various aspects which you represent would be from several planets, and
there are those who have never trodden any planet.
Yes, thank you. I'm trying to search for the word pure energy.
Yes, pure energy is part of the conglomeration. It is difficult, my friend, to explain to you how these processes work. But let me assure you that indeed what we bring to you travels on the love vibration. And we have felt that is all that you need to know. Always I have said to you, never accept what you feel you cannot until your understanding is great enough. We knew that you would question many things that were said.
I think I can say that in that very first time we felt the love in the voice. It was just there. We felt it.
I thank you for those words. After all, that is our purpose. That not only do you physically hear the words that I speak to you through this instrument, but that you sense and feel that all-encompassing love and joy. For this, we will be ever grateful to you all.
We're certainly most grateful ourselves.
We have this privilege.
Yeah, we're very lucky. Yeah. The thought, you teach us, and you've come to a very heavy atmosphere to teach us.
Yes.
Do you teach in spirit as well?
Yes.
You do.
But, of course, it is much easier.
Yes.
These conditions are not of the best, but we have adapted well. And I do firmly believe it is because of the love energy that is emitted from all of you. The love that you give out to me as the voice of self-development. So in ending these words, I would like to thank each one of you. Thank that great creative force for the opportunity given to us in coming to know each one of you. I know, my dear friends, that when the time comes for you to depart these physical bodies, that the knowledge given to you will radiate from your very being. You will be prepared, you will accept, and you will recognize that love energy which has come so closely to you. I hope these few words have satisfied you, my dear friend. I know you are one who considers and thinks deeply, but there is only so much we can give in order for your understanding to be.
Yes, we're grateful. It does help us to visualize the great privilege that we receive.
Remember what I have told you, that names given are so often only synonyms for greater beings. I will give you one example, because I know it is one of recognition to me, and that is White Eagle. You all believe him to have been a great Indian, but of course he was much more. I will end this time with those words. I know that my words have been taken and accepted by you, and for this once more I give you my love and my thanks.
Thank you very much.
Some love goes with you.